I'm Bill Zortman, and welcome to It's Your Business. We're at show 1240. That means 1,240 times we've been saying this is It's Your Business. This morning, we start with Plastic Surgery Associates of South Dakota and Spencer, Iowa, and Dakota Dunes, and I'm trying to think of
where else. Watertown, don't forget Watertown.
Better remember them. They're not getting as much snow as we are this morning.
No, it's coming up from the... I heard that Vermillion called off school, so...
It's one of those things.
Direction, yeah.
But you got here.
I made it on time.
Now, what I'd ask you before is, this is the kind of weather where people want to get to their appointments, and they feel bad if they can't, but you don't want them to risk life and limb.
Oh, I tell that all the time. I tell my patients, for instance, patients yesterday I was seeing in the office, I said, well, I'd like to see you back in about 3 months, but, if the weather's bad. I mean, we have so many people traveling from a distance. It's not worth risking your life to go ahead and come see us and be on time for your appointment. Forget it. We'll just give us a call and we'll go ahead and reschedule it for some other time. So,
Dr. Miller, if we were in an elevator someplace and I said, tell me in about 60 seconds about Plastic Surgery Associates and why I should consider them as the people I should use if I need what they do as a specialty.
Well, I think from the standpoint of our practice itself, the institution of our practice, we've been around obviously longer than anyone else has. So from the standpoint of fund of experience, it's unmatched in terms of the area, basically, there. We have, three board certified plastic surgeons there. We're very well qualified. Any range of procedures you want to have done, just let us know. We offer the whole bill. Not only do we offer the surgical goods, but we also have the various types of cosmetic procedures people stop in occasionally to get fillers, Botox, that type of thing as well.
Talk about your two other surgeons.
We have Tony Bright, who's been with us about 10 years, I believe, there. And then we have Jill Murphy, who's been with us for about a year and a half as well, who just came out of a training and just got back from her oral boards, part two of her boards, and she'll be finding out in January how that turned out. I'm sure she did fine there, so...
But you all have some specialties. You all have people that are very comfortable with Plastic Surgery Associates. You even have a nature spot there where people can look at the squirrels and do whatever. We've kind of heard that story a few times. But you guys have set your own niche. You guys are head and shoulders above everything. And, of course, you're a foot taller than I am. Easy for me to say. But that is what people are looking for. They want to be comfortable because it's like buying a house. You want to make sure it's done right.
Yeah. And I have to admit, our backgrounds are also all Midwestern, too. Tony actually grew up in Sioux Falls, and I grew up in the northern part of the state, and I think Jill's from Nebraska originally. So we're basically all from this area. So when you come in to talk about your various problems and what maybe you'd like to have us address, you can feel very comfortable because we're coming from basically the same value set, I think. So,
a lot of times you have men out there saying, I'm not sure I belong in a place like that. Why would I go see Plastic Surgery Associates if I'm a man that's a professional?
I think that increasingly that's changing gradually over time. There's this term metrosexual that we're referring to men who actually are very concerned about their appearance. I think also there's an element for men in the particularly, let's say, myself, getting a bit older, if I was in somewhat of a competitive type of professional field where I had to interface with the public a lot, I'd maybe get concerned about the fact that I looked a bit older, and you want to call it more distinguished, that's great, but then maybe you'd be a little concerned about, like, a few lines here, maybe I'll have to get a little touch-up with something there, maybe not too aggressive initially. I can tell you one thing that's very popular with men is the eyelid surgery because that's one of the things that sometimes is genetic in nature and it has a tendency to dictate itself, and so procedure's not too invasive, lets them come out a week or two later, looking significantly more refreshed than what they looked like before. So.
Now, Jody has joined us. She was able to slide in. We actually had some other people had to slide in this morning, so we kind of expect that. Jody, good morning.
Good morning to you.
we were talking a little bit earlier, and he made it very clear, don't risk life and limb in this kind of a weather. But it's the time of year where people are trying to beat the end of the year. So what's that do to people getting in to see the folks at Plastic Surgery Associates?
Well, you really need to get that appointment scheduled now. The surgery times, dates are starting to fill up, but we do our best to accommodate everybody that does have their deductible med or has HSA money that they need to spend before December 31st. So we do our best to get you in, get you scheduled. We just need to have time to contact your insurance company and get everything taken care of ahead of time.
One of the notes that Dave gave me was gift cards. Hadn't even thought about gift cards with Plastic Surgery Associates. And it doesn't have to be $10. It could be a lot more than that.
It can be any denomination. We do have the gift cards available. We do have family that likes to purchase skincare, give skincare for a holiday gift. We do have patients that like to purchase a consultation for a loved one or even prepay for a surgery. So all of those options are available at this time of the year. Actually, year-round is available as well.
So if somebody calls today, how quick can they get in?
I would say right now we're looking at probably about a week to a week and a half with the holiday and all. It just depends on the physician you're looking at seeing, the days they're in the office, what works for you.
Recovery time.
Depends on what procedure you have done. It could be anywhere from a week to a couple weeks to several weeks, depending upon how extensive of your surgery.
One of the things you added this year, and I thought it was nice that you did, because not everybody wants to see you drive up and you're worried about who might be in there
right.
that's doing the same kind of a procedure. But you have a way that they don't have to go through the part of the building where a lot of people would see you.
Absolutely. You still need to check in at the front desk. However, when you go back, you have your either your Botox, your filler, any procedure you have done, even going to our aesthetic surgery center, you have a side door to go out where you do not need to walk back through the reception area, so you're not going to have anybody see that you've had a procedure done.
Jody Perrett and Dr. Patrick Miller with us this morning from Plastic Surgery Associates. A lot of people want to consult. They want answers to what they should do. Doctor, when you start talking with somebody with their needs, listening has got to be important. You don't have a predetermined idea until you sit down, understand where they want to go and what they want to be.
Absolutely. They don't walk in with a label on their forehead, for instance. We need to specifically find out what they're concerned about and then see what we could possibly offer them, that type of thing. I think the other thing, and I think I've mentioned this before on this program, is that lots of times they come in with preconceived notions themselves about what they think they need to have done and what they anticipate from it. So it's a fair amount of education on my part to give them that this is what we can offer you, 1, 2, and 3. Oh, by the way, this is the things possibly that could go wrong with the operation. Here's what we'd really anticipate in terms of your outcome with the procedure, that type of thing.
The norm in the Midwest is sometimes a little different than we see out of Hollywood, New York City, or some other big cities. How do you sit down and say, this would work? These are your options.
Actually, I think the people around here, like I said, from the value set are pretty well grounded there. And that when you go ahead and sit down to them face to face, and tell them about the aspects of their surgery and so forth, that they are probably more open to that in terms of understanding that from a realistic standpoint than perhaps the people out there who think that, everything's great. You know, I get my nose fixed, my life's going to be sweet and sunny and everything else. So,
Dr. Patrick Miller with Plastic Surgery Associates of South Dakota, the most asked questions you're getting on some of the procedures right now?
I always get lots of questions about breast procedures breast augmentation, implants, what's going on there. I'll sometimes have patients I haven't seen for a while come back in to see me and just are asking the question, what's happened in the last 10 years since I had my first procedure done? Has anything changed? Should I be doing anything at this point in time? Should I be considering anything at this point in time? That type of thing. Breast reduction surgery is always fairly popular there. And then, of course, breast reduction surgery is an insured procedure. So the thought is, if you're zeroing out with a deductible at January 1, we sometimes have some people coming in to try to get that done before the end of the year. Breast reconstruction, on the other hand, is one of these things that, it's usually one of these things, you got that untimely diagnosis of breast cancer and you're considering various options and so forth. That seems to be something that you can't time, obviously, unless you delay your reconstruction, in which case you can go ahead and make plans as to when you want to undertake that.
The word option is always a key word when we talk about health care. It's something we've talked about in this show.
Yeah.
We talk about the option itself as far as choosing Plastic Surgery Associates, having the opportunity to make sure that you can go forward. But there are some things that scare people, and you have to be able to answer whatever questions they have. And you guys have been doing it a long period of time. So for somebody to come in, very concerned about their health, a loved one's health, or whatever, they want a straight shooter.
Yep. And I have to admit, one of these things about scaring people off, we are required, for instance, when people come in to talk about breast implants, the liberation of breast implants in terms of silicone gel-filled implants over the last 10 years, we are now required by the Food and Drug Administration to give each patient a brochure. I mean, we're talking about a fairly hefty brochure that lists all concerns that are listed here for by the Food and Drug Administration that we have to relate to the patient in the way of informed consent there. And I do think that perhaps some patients can be deterred in terms of utilizing gel implants there as opposed to, let's say, saline or saltwater-filled implants because of that brochure. I think it's few and far between. I think, again, the individuals in this part of the country that live here, once they've read through the brochure and are able to ask their questions, they're pretty well assured that things will come out all right.
So. We always encourage people to go to the website, but sometimes the website just starts the picture. You need to be able to talk to a real live human being about what to expect, where you're going to go.
I'm old school, and yeah, I think it's best to probably have a face-to-face conversation with the patients, try to allay their concerns, answer any questions I possibly can for them. I think in terms of being fully informed about the operation, I think that's key before undertaking it. I don't think people should sign the dotted line until they are very comfortable with that they're going through with this.
Dr. Patrick Miller, also Dr. Bright, also Dr. Murphy, and if people need information, they want to get some of those questions asked, do the face-to-face. How do they do that, Jody?
Give our office a call at 335-3349, or certainly go to our website, Plastic Surgery Associates of SD, and you can ask a question online. We'll get back to you. Also, there's photographs there, before and afters. There's testimonials. There's biography on the physicians, just so you can get to know our staff a little better beforehand.
And the gift card, not a bad idea this time of year.
It's a great idea, especially on snowy days like this. You don't want to truck around Sioux Falls.
No, you don't. And you guys be careful leaving today, too.
Thank
we appreciate
you.
Plastic Surgery Associates, Dr. Miller, along with Jody Perrette. Thanks for the visit.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
You.